Welcome in. Today we're building a sub-bass system in Ableton Live 12 that you can reuse in every jungle or old-school drum and bass tune you make. The goal is simple. Heavy low end that stays clean under breakbeats, plus a build setup that lets you create tension without wrecking the sub. And we're going to arrange it in a DJ-friendly structure. Clean intro, clean outro, predictable 16 and 32 bar phrasing, the kind of layout that makes mixing easy. By the end, you'll have a two-layer subgroup, a few performance-style build controls, and a structure that basically feels like a proper record. All right. New project. First, set your tempo. Put it somewhere between 165 and 172. If you want a solid starting point, set it to 170 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now, let's set up your session like a real DNB project. Create four groups and name them drums, bass, music, and effects. This seems basic, but it keeps you fast and organized, and it matters later when we sidechain and arrange. Optional but useful. Add two return tracks. Return A with a small or medium reverb, like hybrid reverb. Return B with a time delay, like echo. Quick coaching note. Keep your low end dry and centered. Reverb and delay are for the world above the bass, usually above about 200 Hz. If you smear your sub with space effects, it stops hitting like jungle. Now we build the subsystem. Step 1. The clean sub. This is the truth layer. It's the weight, the stable part that always works on a big system. Inside the bass group, create a new MIDI track and name it SUB Clean. Drop operator onto it. In operator, keep it simple. Choose the algorithm that is only oscillator A and set oscillator A to a sine wave. Make it mono. One voice. Now turn on glide or portamento. This is one of those old school flavor moves that instantly feels right in jungle when used sparingly. Set glide to on and set the time around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Start at about 80 milliseconds. If you're a beginner and you don't want random wrong notes, you can add the scale MIDI effect before operator and set it to your key. Totally optional, but it keeps you moving. After operator, add EQ8. And here's a key point. Do not automatically high pass your sub. Leave the high pass off. Later, if it gets muddy, you might gently dip somewhere around 200 to 300 Hz. But for now, leave it. Then add a limiter at the end. This limiter is a seatbelt, not a loudness tool. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB and leave the gain at 0. We're just preventing accidental spikes while you learn. Now, what note should you write in? A live darker jungle and early DNB sits beautifully around F, F sharp, or G. Not a rule, but it's a great starting zone because the fundamentals land in that powerful club range. Here's an extra coach thought. Pick one sub truth range and protect it. If your clean sub is constantly jumping super low or popping up octaves, the low end feels inconsistent, and DJs will fight it on big rigs. Movement can happen in the grit layer and the mids. The clean sub should feel like a steady engine. Cool. Now step 2. The grit layer. This is not your real sub. This is presence, attitude, translation on smaller speakers. It makes the bass feel like it exists even when the listener can't hear 40 Hz. Create another MIDI track inside bass and name it SUB Grit. Add wave-eatable. Set oscillator 1 to basic shapes. Then move the position away from pure sine towards triangle, maybe even a bit sawish. Keep unison off. We want it tight, not wide. Now add saturator. Choose a mode like soft sine or analog clip. Start with drive around 5 dB, somewhere between 3 and 8 depending on taste. Turn on soft clip. After saturator, add EQ8 and to the most important part of the whole layering system. High pass this grit layer so it does not fight your clean sub. Set a high pass around 80 to 110 Hz. Start at 90 Hz. This is what makes the system DJ proof. Your clean sub owns the real low end, and the grit layer lives above it. If the grit feels boxy, you can narrow cut around 250 to 350 Hz. If it needs to speak more, add a gentle lift somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Keep it subtle. We're not making a lead, we're making translation. Then make it mono. Add utility and set width to 0%. For subs, mono is not negotiable. Stereo bass sounds cool in a bedroom and disappears in a club. Now step 3. Group and create build controls. Select SUB Clean and SUB Grit and group them. Name the group SUB System. On the group itself, add an audio effect rack. This rack is going to be your master control surface for buildups and tension without destroying the low end. Inside the rack, add auto filter, then utility, then optionally glue compressor. Auto filter will do your build sweeps. Utility will do volume dips and keep mono locked. Glue is optional. Just a tiny bit of glue. Set auto filter to a low pass filter. 24 dB slope. Keep envelope at 0. Set resonance somewhere around 0.7 to 1.2. Don't go too resonant or you'll get that whistling sweep that eats headroom and makes the bass feel smaller. Add a little drive, maybe 1 to 3, just enough to feel it. On utility, keep width at 0%. We're going to automate gain later for pre-drop dips and fill protection. If you add glue compressor, keep it gentle. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If it's doing more than that, you're probably flattening the punch. Now map your key controls to macros in the rack. You want a build filter macro map to auto filter frequency, a build resonance macro map to auto filter resonance, but keep the range small, a pre-drop dip macro map to utility gain, from 0 down to about minus 3 dB, and a grit amount macro map to the saturator drive on the SUB grit track. Teacher tip, this is the whole system idea. You're not reinventing builds every track. You're giving yourself four knobs that behave predictably every time. Now step 4, sidechain so the brakes punch through. On the subsystem group, add the regular compressor at the end of the chain, not glue. Turn on sidechain. Choose audio from your drums group. But here's the reality with jungle. Brakes are chopped, edited, and full of ghost hits. Sometimes sidechaining from the full drums group makes the bass chatter and flutter in a messy way. If that happens, build a simple sidechain trigger, a MIDI track with a short click or muted kick sample that hits only on kick and snare, routed so it triggers the sidechain, but doesn't play out loud. Consistency beats complexity for low end. For compressor settings, start at ratio 3 to 1. Attack 10 ms so you don't completely kill the transient. Release around 120 ms. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. And keep the vibe in mind. We're not doing EDM pumping. This is about making space for the breakbeat, so the break snaps and the sub still feels continuous. Quick headroom habit while we're here. Try to keep your SUB system channel peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before any master processing. Jungle subs eat headroom fast. Leaving room makes the drop feel bigger later, because your master isn't already pinned. Now step 5, write a bass line that's build friendly. In SUB clean, program a simple 1 or 2 bar pattern. Old school jungle loves simplicity. Think long root notes with tiny slides, or a call and response, where bar 1 sits on the root and bar 2 steps up and returns. You can also do offbeat substabs, hitting on the end of 2 and 4 for a bit of push. The main rule, keep the clean sub MIDI simple. Let the drums and edits provide the complexity. Then copy that exact MIDI clip to SUB grit so the layers match perfectly. If you want your operator sub to translate a bit better without becoming fuzzy, here's a nice trick. Turn on oscillator B in operator very quietly, like minus 24 to minus 18 dB, set it to a sign, and set it 1 octave up, or ratio 2.00. That adds a tiny second harmonic, so the sub is felt on smaller speakers while staying clean. Now step 6. Arrange it like a DJ-friendly record. Here's the structure we're aiming for at 170 BPM. 32 bars intro, 16 bars build, 64 bars drop, 16 bars breakdown or switch, 64 bars drop B, 32 bars outro. Go ahead and set locators every 8 and 16 bars. Intro 16, intro 32, build start, drop start, switch, drop B, outro. This sounds boring, but it makes arranging feel like Lego. You always know where you are. Let's design the intro first, bars 1 through 33. For a DJ-friendly intro, keep the first 16 bars especially clean. Drums and tops, maybe a little atmosphere, but minimal sub. You can even do a DJ safe bass hint, one short sub hit every 4 bars, very subtle, just to tell the DJ the key without interfering with the blend. Keep SUB clean either off or extremely sparse. If you want bass energy, let it come from the grit layer very quietly and filtered, not from a full sub sustain. Now the build, bars 33 to 49. This is where your macros shine. But the secret is, we're building tension mostly in the mids and perception, not by throwing chaos into the sub. Automate the build filter macro so the bass starts muffled and opens into the drop. A classic range is starting somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, fairly closed, and opening up toward 2 to 6 kHz by the end of the build. If that feels too bright for jungle, don't worry, you can stop earlier. The point is movement. Now add the pre-drop dip macro. In the last 1 to 2 bars, dip the bass by 1 to 3 dB. It's a psychological trick. When the bass returns to normal at the drop, it feels like it hits harder, even if your master level didn't change. Add a 1 bar drum fill right before the drop, around bar 48. Say a rush, break edit, Little chop, but keep the sub simple here. If you need an extra safety move, map or automate a quick fill protection dip. Pull the SUB system down around 2 dB for that fill bar so the brake stays clean. And here's a classic tension trick you can use anytime. A fake sub drop. In the last half beat before the drop, mute the sub extremely briefly. Utility gain to minus infinity for a split second. That tiny silence makes the drop feel massive. It's reliable and it's old school. Now the drop, bar 49. At the exact drop, reset your macros. Filter open or off. Utility gain back to zero. Let the brake and bass hit full. DJ friendly trick that matters a lot. Keep the bass line stable for the first 16 bars of drop A. Don't do fancy variations immediately. Predictable phrasing is what makes DJs relax into the mix, and it makes the dance floor feel the groove. Now your breakdown or switch. Bars 113 to 129. Pull elements out, but keep an anchor. A stripped brake, kick and snare with hats, something that keeps the pulse. Filter the bass again using your build filter macro and create space. If you do a special effect like a tape stop style moment, keep it tasteful and don't smear the low end. Then drop B. Bars 129 to 193.